Hi there, this is Mary DeMuth, and this is Pray Every Day, where I pray through the Bible verse by verse. We're going to be finishing up the John books, the 1st, 2nd, and 3rd John. Today is 3rd John in the NRSV, and tomorrow we'll be in a new place. Actually, we're going to keep going forward, and I'm going to read Jude to you, and then we're going to jump to the Old Testament, just in case you wanted to know what was coming ahead. So 3rd John, New Revised Standard Version, NRSV, it says this: "The elder, to the beloved Gaius, whom I love in truth. Beloved, I pray that all may go well with you, and that you may be in good health, just as it is well with your soul. I was overjoyed when some of the friends arrived and testified to your faithfulness to the truth, namely how you walk in the truth. I have no greater joy than this, to hear that my children are walking in the truth. Beloved, you do faithfully whatever you do for the friends, even though they are strangers to you. They have testified to your love before the church. You will do well to send them on a manner worthy of God, for they began their journey for the sake of Christ, accepting no support from non-believers. Therefore, we ought to support such people so that we may become co-workers with the truth. I have written something to the church, but Diotrephes, who likes to put himself first, does not acknowledge our authority. So if I come, I will call attention to what he is doing in spreading false charges against us. And not content with those charges, he refuses to welcome the friends, and even prevents those who want to do so and expels them from the church. Beloved, do not imitate what is evil, but imitate what is good. Whoever does good is from God. Whoever does evil has not seen God. Everyone has testified favorably about Demetrius, and so he has the truth itself. We also testify for him, and you know that our testimony is true. I have much to write to you, but I would rather not write with pen and ink. Instead, I hope to see you soon, and we will talk together face to face. Peace be to you. The friends send you their greetings. Greet the friends there each by name." Mind if I pray for you? Lord, thank you for mentioning names in this passage and that we are to greet one another by name. And so, Lord, I pray you would help me to remember names, because sometimes I'm not very good at that. But I also see this as a tale of two guys that begin with a letter D. So we have Diotrephes and we have Demetrius. And Diotrephes is someone who does not acknowledge the authority of John and is spreading false rumors. And he is basically breaking fellowship. And so, Lord, we don't want to be like that. Help us to be kind-hearted and tender-hearted and forgiving and welcoming of others. And instead of pushing away hospitality, to have homes of hospitality that welcome the weak and welcome those who are following you. Lord, instead, we want to be like Demetrius, someone whom everyone has testified favorably about. Lord, we want to have that kind of good reputation, not for our own pride or anything like that, but just that we would be known as people who love you and who love your church. Lord, I know that as I pray that, there are people cringing right now because they've walked through spiritual abuse with their church. And they're hurting and they think, I don't ever want to go back to church. But Lord, I pray that you would begin to heal those wounds and lead them to a safe, sweet, Jesus-loving church that will hold them and help them and nurse them back to health. Lord, I know that there are a lot who have suffered from really toxic systems. And so, Lord, I just have a heart for seeing them healed, Lord. Lord, I also thank you so much that just as we've seen before, we see this desire to see each other face to face. And in the midst of this long pandemic, I appreciate it so much more than I ever have before, the importance of being in each other's presence. And so, Lord, help us to never take it for granted again. Help us to welcome people into our lives. I know that I've gotten in some bad habits of just doing my own thing or just defaulting on the side of not connecting. And so, Lord, I pray that you would reform us, your Holy Spirit would hearken us to, instead of shunning or walking away from other people, that we would want to engage. Would you retrain our minds and our hearts to want engagement again? We really need that right now. And we need to know that So much life comes from being in the presence of other believers and other people. So thank you so much for opening up things for us and help us, as I prayed before, not to take this for granted. Lord, we love you and we need you. We worship you and we praise you. And I pray all of this in Jesus' name. Amen. Thanks so much for listening to Pray Every Day. Again, I don't know how to thank you for valuing prayer and the Word of God, because I know I do, and it just feels like we are having some fellowship together every single day because we both love the same things. So I hope you have a great day and rest in the fact that you are His beloved.